Mother, I have a desire to wed. The thoughts of true love doth allure me. Where I have pains from the foot to the head, a husband would certainly cure me. I undergo a sad misery, dear mother, without disputation. Had I husband, oh, then I should be the happiest girl in the nation. Daughter, methinks you are something too bold. Pray, what doth your courage want cooling? You that are not above 16 years old, and yet you are wild to be fooling. 7 years hence you may have a mate. 'Tis soon enough then, I declare it. Mother, oh, why will you talk at this rate? What maiden is able to bear it? Daughter, if you will no longer forbear, I tell you we shall be at variance. Marriage doth often bring trouble and care. I know it by woeful experience. You being young and therefore unfit for any to come to a wooing, should you be married before you have wit, oh, then it will prove your own ruin. Then to her mother she thus did reply, why set you me such a hard lesson? Is there not many far younger than I that daily doth taste of the blessing? Both night and day, alas, I am sure, in vain I do wish for the pleasure. You ne'er consider what I do endure, but torture me now out of measure. Daughter, wherefore are you in a rage? What makes you so touchous and tasty? You would be wiser, I dare to engage, in that you would not be so hasty. All in good time you may be a bride, and live in much comfort together. Mother, I tell you, my patience is tried. Pray let me have one now or never. Why should I languish and linger my time? Dear mother, I'd have you but try me. Am I not just in the midst of my prime? Then why should you seem to deny me? My cousin Nan with bonny brisk Sue, so long as I they never tarried. Therefore, dear mother, whatever you do, I pray you now let me be married. Seeing you are in such sorrowful grief, according as you have reported, leave off your sighing and tell me in brief by whom you were yet ever courted. Mother, whene'er I went to the mill, I had a small taste of those blisses. Robin and Roger, they courted me still and gave me 1,000 sweet kisses. Daughter, I'd have you no longer lament. I yield to thy humble petition, wherein I freely do give my consent, that now you shall change your condition. Robin, of whom you tell me I knew, but Roger to me is a stranger. Daughter, be careful whatever you do, for why, I must tell you there's danger. Mother, I thank you that you are so kind to grant me what I did desire. None but a husband did run in my mind. I burned in unquenchable fire. Now at the last I've ended my moan. No longer I need to stand arguing, nor do I reckon to lie long alone, but make haste and strike up a bargain.